Asked in a survey last week to name my favorite Christmas movie, I went through the usual routine of naming several candidates, new and old, mostly black and white, before inevitably getting to the point, the undeniable conclusion, the obvious, Frank Capra's 1946 masterpiece, It's a Wonderful Life. Look, I fessed up. I know it might seem trite to say this, but can't we all just be honest and concede that It's a Wonderful Life is not only the greatest Christmas movie ever made, but the greatest movie ever made in general, period? There's no debating this. I cry like a little baby every time I watch it. I've had many guys tell me the same thing. Yes, guys, the male of the species. Many a snob would deny Capra's masterpiece its rightful place atop the film pantheon, just as they might sneer at the beautiful work of a Norman Rockwell, while waxing pseudo-philosophical over some bizarro piece of nightmarish whatever hung on a wall in some museum of modern quote-unquote art. Well, hey, that's their problem. Norman Rockwell produced real artistry, as did Frank Capra. And note that in this commentary, I've gone beyond asserting that Capra's It's a Wonderful Life is the best Christmas movie ever. I've gone so far as to assert that it's the best movie ever, period. Quite a claim, eh? Well, while recently reading Capra's memoirs, I was pleased and quite surprised to see that Capra himself said the same thing. And before quoting him, let me say that Frank Capra was not an arrogant man. He and his films could also be quite cynical. In fact, cynics who sneer at Capra's work as sentimental, sappy, idealistic, too Norman Rockwell-ish, need to more carefully watch Capra's films to see that they included many dark moments. In fact, that includes Jimmy Stewart's George Bailey, the cheerful protagonist, hitting some very low dark night of the soul moments in It's a Wonderful Life. As you'll recall, the pivotal moment for George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life comes as he stands atop a bridge ready to leap into the freezing water below to commit suicide. Doesn't exactly sound like a Norman Rockwell portrait to me. So, what did Frank Capra himself say about It's a Wonderful Life? Well, in his 1971 autobiography, he wrote this, quote, "I thought it was the greatest film I ever made. Better yet, I thought it was the greatest film anybody ever made." Yes, that anyone ever made. Capra himself thought so. And by the way, this was a man who also made masterpieces such as Meet John Doe, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, It Happened One Night, You Can't Take It With You, and so many more. Capra went on. He said, quote, "The movie wasn't made for the oh-so-bored critics or the oh-so-jaded literati." No, it wasn't. Those types, the Manhattan crowd, predictably panned It's a Wonderful Life. Capra, however, was undeterred by these skulls and their reviews. As he put it, the film was not for those people. In fact, Capra explained who his film was for. He said, quote, "It was my kind of film for my kind of people," unquote. As for Capra's people, it was those people who had come to America like himself just decades earlier as a poor, penniless immigrant from Sicily, arriving here not knowing the language and growing up dirt poor. To Capra, the film was, quote, "a film to the weary, the disheartened and disillusioned, the wino, the junkie, the prostitute. That is, no man is a failure. It is for the people who believed that no man is a failure." That cry of Capra, that no man is a failure, chokes me up right now as I picture in my mind the scene when Clarence, the guardian angel, says precisely that to George Bailey. Soon, George is dashing through the snowy streets of Bedford Falls, jubilantly shouting, "Merry Christmas!" to all. As Capra further explained, he wanted to, quote, "show those born slow of foot or slow of mind, those oldest sisters condemned to spinsterhood, and those oldest sons condemned to unschooled toil, that each man's life touches so many other lives." Capra went on. He said, quote, "It's a film that expressed its love for the homeless and the loveless, for her whose heavy cross and him whose touch is ashes, for the Magdalene stoned by hypocrites and the afflicted Lazarus with only dogs to lick their sores." Said Capra, "I wanted to shout it to the abandoned grandfathers staring vacantly in nursing homes. I wanted to shout to them, 'It's a Wonderful Life is my memorial to you,'" unquote. In sum, Capra said that he wanted all of these people, the Magdalenes, the abandoned grandfathers, the homeless, the loveless, the spinsters, those of slow of foot or slow of mind. He wanted all of them to know the quote, "No man is poor who has a friend," unquote. It's a great message from a great movie. It's a Wonderful Life. Merry Christmas, everyone. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.